Moving on now, Japan has placed its military on alert following North Korea's announcement of a planned satellite launch, which Tokyo deems provocative.
This has been a meeting actually for a ballistic missile test. In addition to the nuclear test, North Korea testing these ballistic missiles is an obvious violation of Security Council decisions. In terms of important security decisions for our country, it's a provocative act.
Abe said he would work with the United States and others to strongly demand North Korea refrain from the launch. Tokyo's defense minister has ordered ballistic missile defense units in the Sea of Japan and onshore to shoot down any North Korean missile that would threaten Japan. North Korea notified UN agencies on Tuesday that it's launching an Earth observation satellite sometime between February 8th and the 25th. Japan, along with many other countries, considers such launches long-range ballistic missile tests in disguise. Meanwhile, South Korea has urged its northern neighbor to immediately call off the plan that is in violation of UN Security Council resolutions.
We strongly warn that North will pay a severe price if it goes ahead with the long-range missile launch plan, which is a grave threat to peace not only in the Korean Peninsula, but also this region and around the world.
Seoul's defense ministry has put the country on high alert and ordered the military to maintain their combat readiness. The transport ministry has also instructed airplanes to avoid flying in the areas that could be affected by North's scheduled tests. Meanwhile, the U.S. demanded the U.N. send the North a swift, firm message. Even North Korea's longtime allies, China and Russia, have expressed concern about the planned launch, urging Pyongyang to exercise restraint. Pyongyang's announcement follows its fourth nuclear test last month. North Korea says it has a sovereign right to pursue its space program by launching rockets.